the lamp in the hidden rooms. The spirit of man is the Lord's lamp, searching all his innermost parts. Proverbs 20:27, World English Bible. Proverbs 20 repeatedly asks whether we truly understand what lies beneath the surface. Counsel rests like deep water within the heart. Fraud tastes sweet before becoming gravel. A buyer complains while bargaining, then boasts about the bargain afterward. People announce their loyalty, yet faithful people remain rare. We appear transparent to ourselves, but the chapter asks the unsettling question, who can say, I have made my heart pure? The Hebrew of verse 27 is striking. Neshamat Adam no yejwh. The breath of humanity is the lamp of the Lord. Neshama recalls the breath God breathed into Adam in Genesis 2:7. Our inward life is not self-created or self-owned. God has placed within us a witness that belongs to him. Ancient Israelite lamps, many of which archaeologists have recovered, were small clay bowls filled with oil. They did not flood an entire house with light. They illuminated one small area at a time. So God often searches us gradually. One motive, one fear, one cherished excuse is brought into the light. We want a lightning flash that explains everything. God gives a lamp and asks us to walk honestly within its circle. This is why the human spirit must not be confused with an infallible inner voice. The lamp is the Lord's lamp. Conscience itself needs his oil and his flame. Scripture, the Holy Spirit, wise counsel, and the searching presence of Christ. The repeated warnings about unequal weights show where this inward searching leads. Merchants carried stone weights in a pouch. Dishonest traders could use a heavier weight when buying and a lighter one when selling. God searches the hidden chamber of the heart because hidden motives eventually become public measures. The person who uses one standard for himself and another for his neighbor carries false weights in the soul. Yet the chapter does not leave us trapped in endless self-examination. We cannot purify our own hearts, and we cannot fully understand our own steps. Our hope is the King whose throne is sustained by Hesed Ve'emet, steadfast love and faithfulness. The covenant qualities God reveals in Exodus 34:6. Jesus is that King. He does not merely expose the hidden rooms, he enters them with mercy. At the cross, perfect justice and covenant love meet, and sinners are not only searched, but cleansed. Today, do not ask merely, was my action acceptable? Ask me not what weight did I use, what love, fear, pride, or hunger set the measure. Further reading. Psalm 139:23-24, Jeremiah 17:9-10, Luke 8:16-18, 1 Corinthians 4:4-5, Hebrews 4:12-16. Suggested hymn, Search Me, O God, by J. Edwin Orr. Prayer. Lord of Light, search the rooms I avoid and expose the false weights I excuse. Do not let shame drive me into darkness. Lead me instead to Christ, whose truth heals and whose mercy cleanses. Make me faithful in secret and just in public. Amen.